Welcome back to The Breakdown. I'm your host, Clay Shrum. We got Marcus Dixon and James Summit and our man behind the glass, Mr. Biggs. Last segment, we were talking a little NFL about Roger Goodell. Does he have too much power? Should we, you know, invoke the spirit of Tagliabue and run Roger Goodell out of town or not? But we're going to move along with, we're going to get into some fantasy football, guys.
Fantasy football!
Can't wait for that.
Y'all excited for that? You ready to do a little nerdy football action?
Yeah, well, give me a reason to play on a computer.
Yeah, exactly. I love it, man. I'm a sick man when it comes to fantasy football.
Yeah, me too.
Well, let's just get right to it. Who you guys got at number one?
Overall. I'll let somebody else answer that first.
I've got to go with him because I drafted him last year at like number six because they thought he was going to be hurt most of the year, and that was Arian Foster.
You drafted Arian Foster, an injured Arian Foster at number six. Wow, yep. That takes balls, my friend. And I traded for him. I traded Wes Welker for Arian Foster. I got a heck of a deal. Actually, I got Arian Foster and Jordy Nelson out of that deal. But I got Arian Foster at number one, too.
I got Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. That's fair enough, man. We're talking about strict, you know, standard scoring, no PPR stuff. But Aaron Rodgers is a very good one. He lit it up last year. And Arian Foster, like you were saying, he was hurt till about the fourth or fifth week. And then he just lit it up. All right. Well,
I'm going to say Cam Newton.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to say Cam Newton.
You homer.
The only reason I do is because I'm looking at stats right now, as in all, and you know, even for a rookie, I have to say 22 is not bad for a rookie as to start off with.
No. No, he had a ridiculous season.
Yeah, he did.
But so, well, that brings me to one of my first questions here. Where does Cam go? I mean, our producer over here has got him going number one overall. What about you, James?
Dude, I got to say top five.
Top five?
Yeah.
You see him going in the first half of first
round?
Yeah,
he's on definitely one of the top quarterbacks going.
Well, see, I've been looking over this stuff, and I haven't found a draft yet where he's going before the fifth round.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nobody's got Cam Newton going before the fifth round. Now, which is it's crazy to me too. I don't buy that. They've got him as the fifth best quarterback as far as fantasy value goes, and yet they're not drafting him until the fifth round.
Yeah. So who's five better quarterbacks in fantasy?
Four better quarterbacks.
Four. Excuse me.
Aaron Rodgers, Brady, Drew Brees, and Phillip Rivers probably.
You see,
take out Tom Brady and I'll be all right.
I would take out Rivers after the year he had last year.
Oh no! Excuse me. Not Rivers. Detroit.
Oh, Stafford.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford.
All right, yeah, I can see that. Okay.
I'm glad nobody said Vic. I'm really glad.
No, I'm not very high on Vic. He's too fragile.
He's getting older.
Not going to make a whole season.
Nah. Hey, don't hate on Michael Vick now.
I will.
No. Just because the man did the dirty, leave the man alone. He's an excellent athlete, football player.
Yeah,
but do you think
he's healthy.
But you think he's going to be better than Cam Newton this year?
I think they'll be very close.
It's cocky, man.
I think the Eagles are going to be very good this year. Really think the Eagles are going to be very
good.
They
scare me more this year than
now,
the Giants do.
Better fantasy value on the Eagles team, more than Vic, is LeSean McCoy. I mean, he's going to be in your top three.
I think the bounce-back player this year after he got his contract will be DeSean Jackson.
Shoot, he's got his head in his rap label. He's done, man.
I think the man's going to surprise people is Adrian Peterson. I think he's going to come back.
He's going to come back.
He may not be as strong as fast as he will be. He still will be very effective, and he will only get stronger as the year goes along.
Now, would you still take a top-flight pick on him? Would you still use a first-round pick on Adrian Peterson, even with the ACL tear?
I would take it. I'd probably take him at number two or number three. You mean a first-round draft pick?
First-round pick.
Like a fantasy pick, right?
Fantasy pick.
No, I wouldn't take him number
You'd
one.
Probably take him in the second round.
I'd probably take him in the second round, yeah.
Now,
that's safer. I can see that.
What about Ocho Cinco?
Oh, man, he don't even –
What? I think Ocho Cinco is going to surprise some people this year.
Other than the fact that
they don't know who the quarterback is going to be.
Who else are they throwing the ball to?
That's what I'm saying. He's the only target, number one.
Well, you got Tannehill. Who's on – I mean, you got Fasano, right?
Now, who's
as a tight end?
He's with
you got Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush is not a dud.
He's with
Reggie Bush is a great all around back.
Who's he with now?
He got last year Reggie Bush got 1,300 yards.
Now he stepped up last year. Reggie Bush, he finally stepped up. Was last
he
year
he will be better than what you year. Think he would. As he's going to age, he's going to get better. He's one of those type of backs where he was smaller when he came in. But as he's aging, his body's getting accustomed to the NFL, and he's getting bigger. And Reggie Bush is still one of the fastest players in football, and he is very effective outside of the numbers. Very effective, better than most backs in the league outside the numbers.
As long as he stay away from Kardashian, he's fine.
Well, that's I ain't got to worry about.
That's
that.
Hey,
I'd be up in the Kardashian too, man. I wouldn't.
All right. Well, I don't think we really got a definitive answer. So we've got. Mr. Biggs over here taking Cam Newton number one overall.
All the way, man.
All right, you got James. Where you think you said you take him in the top five?
Cam Newton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top five picks.
A first round pick, I would probably pick Cam Newton, yeah.
Well, no, like where would you put Newton?
Oh, as quarterback? Yeah, top five.
No,
in the NFL?
Where would he be drafted? We're talking fantasy football. Okay. Where is he going to be drafted
saying in a first round of fantasy, probably second round, it'd be where he'd be drafted.
Okay, so you got him going in the second. What about you, Marcus? Or Kilo, excuse me.
Yes, Kilo. Yes, baby. I'd have to say second, maybe. Maybe third, because there's so many players that could match the same amount of things he can do, but that are also at different positions. And then he could take the risk of having a little less of an impact because his team is going to be a little bit better, so he may not have to carry as much of the load.
Well, yeah, but see, that's the situation that I'm in. I just won my league this past year, and I get to keep one player off of my roster. And my roster is slap full of number ones. I got Cam Newton. I had Arian Foster. Wow. I had Gronkowski. I had Jordy Nelson. I had David Akers.
Who was your other running back?
You want to know who the
Willis McGahee?
You want to know who the all-time safest pick is? You're always going to get points.
Brady.
He may not be worthy of a top five or six pick, but he outside the top five, he's always going to get you points. Sebastian Janikowski.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you're not taking Seabass.
I'm serious.
In the top.
I'm not taking over. You're taking him over Cam.
Well, if you guys want to know,
I wouldn't take him over Cam.
The top. If you guys want to know the top five of, I guess, picks. Mm-hmm. The first one is Arian Foster.
Yep.
Two is Ray Rice.
Yeah.
Three is LeSean McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
Four is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And five is Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, I believe Megatron. That's a bad dude.
Megatron.
That's his name.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
That is high for a wide receiver. But I've never seen a wide receiver get that.
Look at the year
he's
had
going,
last year.
He's going before his quarterback. That doesn't even make any sense. The guy throwing the ball is not getting as much love as Calvin Johnson.
I don't think that
he's the best receiver in football.
Yeah, I don't think they. I don't.
Or Andre Johnson. I mean, you can flip a coin.
I would take Megatron right now.
I don't know. Johnson's healthy. That's a bad
dude.
You just said the magic word, if he's healthy.
That's his first team he's not been healthy.
I'm surprised that
the benefit of the doubt.
On the stats that Chris Johnson is number seven.
Chris Johnson?
He had a bad year last year.
He's number seven?
Yeah, he is number seven on
there. He will benefit.
CJ2K.
He will benefit when Jake Locker becomes a quarterback.
Hey, yo, dog. Hey, you, dog. That's him, man.
Jake Locker. There ain't no if about that. You spent a first round pick on this man. This man better see the field at least one game.
They spent a first round pick on Gabbert.
He's a dud. That dude is a dud. Jake Locker. Slade Jocker's left arm is better than
the Jacksonville Jaguars are a dud.
Yes.
They are terrible.
Don't get me
Although
wrong.
I would still take MJD in the top of the first round.
And since I said the MJD. Number seven, I might as well. You want me to go ahead and do to 10 or
no? We're gonna move on to now. This is something the league has been changing a little bit. We're starting to see a new breed of tight ends coming out. I mean, you've got your Gronkowski.
Gronkowski's, Aaron Hernandez. You've got Greg Olsen in Carolina. You've got Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez. I mean, these tight ends, and JerMichael Finley up in Green Bay.
You got Witten in Dallas.
Athletic tight ends are just being used differently.
Yeah. Now Gronkowski is just molds.
It's more of a, how can you use a tight end, manipulate him, and use him as a wide receiver?
Well, they're doing
versus
that.
Keeping him in and blocking in a run support.
So, do you think that that will translate into fantasy football drafts? When do you think a tight end, like usually they're between 4 and 7, you'll see the top flight tight ends go. I think, if you're looking at production, there are some second round. There's some people in the second round that are going to take some Gronkowski.
You don't see Gronkowski go second round this year.
That's what I think.
Mean to tell me you would pick him over
some people?
It all depends on what goes.
Andre Johnson.
It's going to be determined on who goes before you. Like, say you're picking at the bottom of the second round, and you've watched people. You've watched Tom Brady. You've watched Calvin Johnson and Cam Newton. You've watched all these high-profile stars go off the board, and now you're starting to get to that gray area where the talent kind of evens up with wide receivers and running backs. Now you look a little outside the box. I promise you, I think Rob Gronkowski is going to be going pretty high this year.
I think for that tight end scheme that Belichick was designing, there will be a counter defense for that now. People know what they're going to do. People see what that he can do. They will, like how the Giants slowed him down. Not only because he was hurt.
He was hurt.
But hold on. As soon as they put the other guy ain't no bum either. What's his name?
Hernandez.
He ain't no dud either. They put him in the same position, tried to do the same thing, and it was not effective.
They picked up another tight end, too. The tight end from Jake Ballard.
They actually have two Gronkowskis on their team. But anyway, the thing about Rob Gronkowski is the fact that who's going to cover him?
Yeah.
He's too big for a safety. He's too fast for a linebacker. Who are you going to put on him?
Like a person to be able to guard it. You need to give you a package player. He's a package player. You need a package player for him. I think a Luke Kuechly would do great.
That's why he was drafted.
That's one of the reasons why.
Yeah. Here's the
Mario Williams would be great covering him. Buffalo, you will see Buffalo have great strides against Gronkowski.
But here's the problem. AFC, you look at, and I was listening to radio today, the NFC is so talented this year.
The AFC?
NFC.
Oh, yeah.
AFC, New England's got a clean path. I mean, there's a couple teams. Houston's got good defense. You got Buffalo's going to be much improved. AFC East, who else is going to stop? New England.
The East. Who else? The Dolphins are a little bit better than what you think. They're not going to run rampant through
but
the AFC.
They're not.
Buffalo's going to be better.
Buffalo is going to be the only team in the AFC. Maybe Jets.
But you still got to slow just down. You win the Gronkowski. Division doesn't mean you're going to win the AFC.
No,
division.
But what I'm saying, my point is that you got Gronkowski and Brady. I don't see anybody AFC East that's going to stop that.
No, not
this
the
year.
East. But
you go AFC, there's only a couple teams that are going to be able to keep up with them.
Like
Baltimore's getting old. Ravens are getting old.
No. He's got a good point, man. The AFC is getting on the wrong side.
That's what I'm saying.
The Patriots are getting old as well, too.
They're not, dude. No. You go look at their defense.
Young,
the reason their defense was 32nd last year
their defense is getting better.
In what, his third year?
But who does Tom Brady have thrown the ball to other than Wes Welker and Gronkowski?
They signed a wide receiver this offseason.
I mean, you cover the short field,
but
they can't beat
you.
You can beat them.
But you know how Tom Brady is. He gets a deep threat. He can go over the top. He's still got
Who are you going to sign? Brady Edwards?
No. But they scout offseason.
Who's going to run the ball?
Look. No matter what player suits up for the Patriots, know good and well that offense is good for 11 to 13 wins a season.
Right.
And
it don't matter as long as you don't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it's Belichick. Yeah, but no. You said that they're not going to run rampant through the AFC. They are. They do it every single year, and they're going to do it again.
Here's the thing, Marcus. If you look at the
even the Denver Broncos are going
to
be better.
No, they'll be better, but they ain't going to be up to a New England standpoint. You know that. Come on.
I think they'll be just as good as New England will be. I bet you they will. I think the Broncos will be neck. Because of Peyton Manning.
They might be just as good.
Now, Peyton Manning's finally got him a defense. I'll give you that. But, all right, guys, we are next. totally off into tangent land.
One thing I want to get back in because you were talking about if it would affect fantasy sports, and
according to Real Time Fantasy Sports, the top tight ends of this year were Rob
Gronkowski.
Yeah, that guy. Jimmy Graham.
I forgot about Jimmy Graham.
Aaron Hernandez, and this is going from 1, 2, 3.
That's so he's third?
Two.
Yeah,
three
Aaron Hernandez is three. Four is Antonio Gates.
Yeah.
And five is
Jermichael Finley.
Yeah, that one.
Jermichael Finley. Yep. Yeah, that's the perfect top five, and those are the ones that I see going early and often in the draft. I don't think you're going to see that, you know, that 4 to 7 mid round range where that run on tight end starts. It's going to happen a lot earlier this year because these guys are scoring, I mean, you know, running back, wide receiver points. It's crazy.
Yep.
All right. Well, do you think either one of the two brand new quarterbacks coming into the league are going to be worth taking a look at, RG3 or Andrew Luck?
I think RG3 is going to be something to reckon with. I think he's going to be, he's not just because he can run. That dude, not only can he run, he is a world-class Olympic runner. So that means he's already equally as fast, if not faster, than everybody in football, pretty much.
Well, he runs hurdles. He wasn't a sprinter.
It don't matter. This man's straight out speed is going to burn just about everybody.
Yeah.
He's just going to burn you.
I want to see him in the Olympics.
As soon as he starts running, that boy is gone.
I want to see Luke Kuechly knock him out of his cleats.
Luke Kuechly couldn't catch him in a Lamborghini.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, I got to go with Luck, man. I'm telling you. Because. You know, RG3 is playing that
division. And Blue Blazes is on the Colts.
Hold on a second.
They still got Wayne. They still got Wayne to groom him.
And they drafted that tight end from Stanford.
Kobe Fleener.
Hold on a second. I'll let you speak. They got Donald Brown and some other guys. But, you know, he's going to have a decent year. RG3's got to play against Giants defense, who ain't no joke. Dallas is going to be much improved defense. They added the secondary is going to be a lot better. And then you got Philadelphia. They added on defense.
What was the one team that beat the last two Super Bowl champions the last 2 years? The Washington Redskins.
I'm not saying they ain't going to be improved. I think they're going to be better.
That's how good. The Redskins have a great talent base. They just don't have the freaking discipline and a quarterback to be. The Redskins will be the most improved team in football this year.
I hate the Redskins, but they scare me this year because they got a quarterback. But the thing with them is I can't stand Shanahan. I don't think he's going to do it.
All right. Well, that's great. That's going to wrap up our fantasy action here today. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Breakdown. Talking to me, real what we want. I need a reason that I got to know. Don't you wish your work was funny? Don't you wish that you open doors and close them quicker than the ant most? Can't you see there is hope here? It's time for reaction.